So we had the first, well, last televised debate between the two candidates for Senate here in the state of Arizona, replacing outgoing Senator Jeff Flake, Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema and Congresswoman Martha McSally. Whoever wins, we're guaranteed to have the first woman ever to represent Arizona in the Senate, right?
I think it's pretty exciting.
Which is, in and of itself, historical. Joining us right now on our KTAR Newsmaker line is Stan Barnes, a Valley political consultant. And Stan, thank you for joining us the day after the debate.
My pleasure. It's good to be on your show, both of you.
Yeah. So you watched it like the rest of us did. You are a political consultant. I'm assuming that you've spent countless hours with candidates in rooms, prepping them for debates, mock debates, how to respond to this, that, and the other. Knowing that there is a certain script that is followed in debates, what did you see last night? Winner, loser, anything out of the ordinary?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, first of all, as a voter, as a citizen. And yes, I see it through different lens because I've been there with people that are doing that. And as a former state senator, I've had my own minor version of those kinds of things. So I get what it feels like to be up there on the stage. And what both candidates did was play their part. They played to type. Both of them had the debate they wanted to have. What I mean by that is Kyrsten Sinema wanted to be that semi-robotic, completely in control of her emotions, calm person on that stage. And Martha McSally wanted to be the enthusiastic, energetic, self-described fighter that she came across as on that stage. And so I think both of them actually, after the debate, felt like they had a good night.
Yeah,
and that's an interesting phenomenon. But I do think that's accurate.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Stan, you said that they both got basically what they wanted. I'm wondering about the end of the debate when McSally, as you said, was an enthusiastic fighter, and she starts alleging treason against Sinema. Is that really the impression that McSally wanted to give, or did she get a little emotional and out of control?
No, I think McSally got exactly what she wanted when that debate ended. And if I hold up as evidence A and B that on Fox Cable and on CNN Cable and on KTAR today, we're talking about this very topic, that Kyrsten Sinema once upon a time flippantly, provocatively said, yeah, go ahead, knock yourself out, fight for the Taliban. And the way that can be used in 2018 when you're running for the United States Senate is powerful. And this is a good day for Martha McSally that we're talking about this topic and reminding people that Kyrsten has been a provocateur. And what does that mean as a future U.S. senator? What does she really believe in? Will she behave in that manner? Did she ever say such a thing? And how do you explain that? The old saw in politics, you guys both know, if you're explaining, you're losing. And Kyrsten wanted to get away from that topic as soon as possible. Even today, she wants off this topic.
We're talking to Stan Barnes, Valley political consultant, and certainly has worked with a lot of candidates over the years, was an elected official himself. Other than, again, looking at it from my way, I thought Martha McSally did a good job and per strategy of playing to a Republican base, or dare I say a Trump base, and the fact that Trump is coming to endorse her this weekend, she brought that up in there. She's aligning herself with Trump. She's voted with him, I want to say I saw the 97% of the time. But Sinema still is trying to play more of the middle. And by the way, the numbers are what they are. She's voted with Trump 61% of the time. She's hardly And feel free to argue this, Dan. I don't think they're ends of the spectrum. I think they're actually closer to the middle. I don't think they're fringes.
Yeah, both of them have represented. I mean, we have this beautiful situation where both are female, both are sitting members of Congress, both from swing districts. They're not from East Valley Andy Biggs territory.
Right.
Where you can do whatever you want. They are both from swing districts.
So
they are, yes, competitive. And they have both as Congress people, as Congresswomen, they have both voted all sides of the aisles. And now they're having to, you know, bury some of those votes, run away from some of those votes, present themselves in a different manner. You touched on it. You were close to it. Yeah. Both of them think their path to victory, let me say this, that McSally thinks her path to victory is that Trump coalition. And Sinema thinks her path to victory is to not upset that Trump coalition, take all the Democrats and all the Republicans that don't like Trump and people that she thinks she brings to the table that respond to the independent label and bundle those together. And that makes 50% plus one.
Right.
And so that's why they both got what they wanted last night, because they were talking each to their own constituency. Okay. And they both are satisfied with that.
So did anybody make a mistake? Did they have a misstep? Did they say something they shouldn't have said? You've said they've done a lot that they wanted to do. They were very successful in that. I'm wondering if there were anything that they shouldn't have done.
What is it? A gaffe is when somebody accidentally tells the truth?
Yeah, I like that. No, I don't. There was no gaffe. But I think the thing that's not getting talked about enough,
please,
that you guys could kick around is the nonverbal that took place. The verbal is what we all think is happening, but okay, the nonverbal is what's really happening.
So what did you say, Stan?
I saw a different Kyrsten Sinema. That what the Arizona Republic described as almost robotic nature, Stepford-like, overtly calm, even, dare I say, affected mannerism.
I certainly would argue that I could make the argument that she was very scripted. Yes. She didn't waver from the script.
And not only that, she just didn't show any human emotion. Mm. I don't think she didn't have a normal range of emotion in that debate. I think she overplayed that above it all scripted, super poised, in control thing.
I think so.
Flip it the other way around, because you got viewers on all sides of the aisle. I think Martha McSally, on the positive side, came across like an enthusiastic true believer, an authentic person, but she also might have come off a little like she didn't have control of
angry.
Her own emotions. A little angry, a little too excited, a little too much emotion.
Okay.
So it could go both ways.
I think that's very fair analysis. Thank you very much. Stan Barnes, Valley political consultant, talking about last night's senatorial debate.